Bacteria is a microscopic blood parasite that is usually carried by ticks. It zaps the energy of cows, decreasing their milk production. It can make them abort and can even kill them. Lardner dairy farmer Rob Marshall had no idea what it was until it was in his herd.
A good cow will go to a very skinny cow in 36 to 48 hours. It's unbelievable how quick they drop. And it scares you, to be honest, yes. And you can pick it up as soon as you see them off colour. You can guarantee in 12 hours they'll look a lot worse, yes. Mm.
Yeah. And what percentage of your herd was affected?
Probably about 10%, yes. We did lose some, but we did save some, so yes. Mm. And the vet said we got out of it fairly lightly, considering other herds.
So what did that mean for your business at the time, resting cows, even drying cows off, I take it, to help them recover?
It would have toned our peak by a good 15 to 20%. Mm. And even now, we're only level pegging with last year's production with more cows. So it has impacted on the production quite badly. Mm.
And now, how are you travelling?
Now, at the moment, we haven't had any cases for roughly 8 to 10 weeks. So we're quite confident that we're through it now. The cows have built up an immunity for it. So I'm hoping from here on in it's clear sailing.
Mm, how worrying to see your cows go down and then to hear of this parasite that you'd never even heard of before. It must have been a strange time for you.
It was very strange, very worrying, particularly when you don't know what it is, and to see the way they went downhill very quickly. Yes, yes, it was hard to see.
Tim Henderson from Druin Veterinary Clinic says he's treated more cases of tularemia in recent years. Victorian vets have been treating the cattle disease since 2007. Dr. Henderson says there's not a lot of treatment options, though.
Causes anemia and jaundice, so the parasite breaks down the red blood cells. The cows become anemic. They become weak, have laboured respiration. Some of them can die as a result. Those that don't and are heavily pregnant can often abort. And obviously, milk production suffers.
So what are the treatment options?
There's not a lot in the way of treatment. There has been some anecdotal reports that antibiotics and certain anti-tick fever medications in the mildly affected cattle can help. But generally speaking, the best option in the milking cow is to dry her off and strict rest, good quality food and water, and minimal handling.
And how common is it in Gippsland?
In the past, it hasn't been that common. We used to get one or two cattle here and there, but since about 2011, we've been seeing quite a number of farms with many cows affected, and it seemed to have been associated with introductions of cattle from northern states, New South Wales, and we feel they may have brought in a particular variant of this blood parasite into the area.
So how big a problem do you think it is?
It's enough of a problem in that it causes a production loss in the herds that it affects. It's a hard disease to get a handle on. We know that it's spread by ticks, but tick control is difficult. Often diagnosing the affected animals is difficult until they show signs of the disease. We've had several farms in the area over the last 4 or 5 years, and it has been causing a significant production loss there.
So what's your advice to farmers that perhaps have a suspicion that this might be on their properties?
The first thing is to get their local vet or maybe the Department of Primary Industries to investigate it. We can do blood tests and make a diagnosis from a blood smear. That would be the first step, is diagnosis, and then basically it's awareness of the disease and how to treat cattle as they become affected, because there aren't any particular control measures at this point that we can put in place to specifically prevent the disease. The main thing maybe would be to limit mixing cattle with introduced cattle from other states, particularly New South Wales, where this disease is more of a problem.